Golf Smarter number 303, published on October 18, 2011, is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 85,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Catherine Roberts shares some insights to your swing flaws that will surprise you.
This is Golf Smarter. Sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
Welcome back to Golf Smarter, Catherine.
Great to be back, Fred. Thanks for having me.
Well, of course I'm going to have you. I mean, we're here around we've just passed episode number 300. You've been incredibly gracious to come back numerous times. And if people are not members of Golf Smarter for Members Only yet, this is definitely one of the people why you'd want to join Golf Smarter, to go back into the archives, because Catherine has such rich content that she shares with us. And if you ever just want to focus on one person to give you fitness, golf fitness tips and exercises, you are it. You are the person. You're the man.
Well, thanks, Fred. Well, you would know on a personal level because I've worked with you.
You've been on my show maybe the sixth time, but I have been on your show once. I was anonymous. No one knew.
That's right.
Other than Fred, which could be any cartoon character you'd like. So I don't want to talk about it. You can tell the story.
Okay, well the story is that I have an 8-week series on the Golf Channel called Swing Fault Solutions. And it's airing on the Golf Channel in the international markets, and it's an 8-week series where we take 8 different golfers and look at their physical, I'll say challenges in parentheses, Fred. Don't take that personally.
As opposed to disabilities.
Physical challenges and how they're affecting your golf swing. How, this is something I think every golfer can relate to. It's like you go and you take a lesson and the golf pro is saying, I want you to get into this position, but your body doesn't physically go there, you know. So that's the premise of the show, is what are 5 or 6 simple things that we can do based on the 3 or 4 simple physical tests that we did on you to uncover where there might be, you know, some imbalances. Maybe you need more mobility somewhere, you need more stability somewhere. And so, Fred, you were very gracious, and I said, why don't you come and be one of the students on the show on one of our weeks? And you did that, and it's still on the air in the international market. So thanks for doing that, Fred.
Yeah, and Fred, don't wear any branded clothing. Don't wear anything that says Golf Smarter on it.
I know. I said, I'm sorry, no logos.
No logos. And I'll tell you, it was really helpful. It was embarrassing, but it was really helpful for me, because one of the things that we went over was the ability to turn. And I think this is, beyond me, I think this is a really important thing that I learned about this, is that we watch golfers, professional golfers on television, and we try to emulate that, or, you know, think that we can be as quirky as that guy or as perfect as this guy. But because we are not professional athletes, because we do not get an opportunity to play as often as we'd like, and I know that every single golfer I've ever spoken to says, I don't play as much as I'd like to.
Including me.
And that could be that you play twice a week, or that you play, as I played with a guy yesterday, 10 times a year, right?
Yeah.
But we have physical limitations that will not allow us to do what we think we would like to do.
Yes, and you know, I've been playing golf since I was 15, and love the game, love the fact that I feel that I'm a student of the game. And one of the things that I really enjoy watching are those, how they slow down the swing, and Peter Costas will do the evaluation of what's happening in the person's body. And I look at that and I think, God, look how that guy can get his hips through the ball, and, you know, how he's perfectly, perfect position at the top of his backswing. But if you think about the average golfer, how many people can physically get there? Very, very few.
Exactly.
You know, Fred, you and I have talked about this, is that I really, you know, when I started doing this 12 years ago, my intention is always not to try to make someone's golf swing look like the elite, you know, professional golfer. It's how can I get Fred's swing to be the best it can be for Fred,
right,
that would make it not only obtainable but repeatable, and to give you the opportunity where you can play with freedom of movement, right? Where you can, you're not tired, you know, you don't have back pain after the 13th hole, and you can enjoy the game more and then play more rounds. And, you know, as you said, every golfer wants to play more. So, you know, when I'm working with a student, I wouldn't put them side by side on video with one of those top golfers, because it's just not obtainable.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, because there's so much ego involved in golf anyway, these kind of mm-hmm. things are really hard to admit
mm-hmm.
to ourselves,
right,
let alone to anybody else.
But now here's the thing. You said they're hard to admit, which is true. But the thing is that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And to me, that light is putting a very small effort into a golf-specific fitness program will reap you great benefits. And it doesn't have to be, you know, I'm going to do 2 hours 4 days a week. That's just not realistic.
No.
You know, I've worked with people who had very little mobility in their spine, very little lat mobility, so a lack of the ability to turn their shoulders and their torso, you know, to generate power in their lower body because their hip flexors are tight and their glutes are weak. And even if you do, you know, 20 to 30 minutes 4 days a week, it's amazing how the body responds. I'm always amazed and fascinated by it, which is why I've been doing this for so long, right? Always like that aha moment, you
right.
know? And so just want to get across to people that, it, you know, to just focus on maybe, you know, three areas that you want to focus on, and be realistic, you can see tremendous benefits.
Yeah, when I started doing this program back in 2005, also, just after that, a few months after that, I made a commitment to myself to try to do something about the chronic back pain that I had, lower back pain. So mm-hmm. I started going to a core strengthening class. And you and I have discussed this before. I started going to a core strengthening class 2 times a week.
Which is actually something that I teach 2 times a week, too. A course, just a core class.
Well, I tell you, I'd much rather go to your class. And so I go there. It's an hour-long class, and it's helped tremendously.
Yeah.
I have a lot less back pain in general, mm-hmm. and I have less back pain after a round of golf. One of the benefits that I didn't anticipate was losing 20 pounds since I started doing this show. That was
lovely.
Yeah, that was really good, and it's also helped with my back. But most recently, since I got my iPad, to be honest with you, I started doing anywhere from 10 to 40 minutes of either yoga or Pilates every single morning.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it 5 mornings a week. Okay, and I'm trying to be disciplined about this, but there's different things that I've been able to download that just give me a routine, you know, like follow along with me routine, as opposed to, you know, like here's this exercise and here's what it does
right.
for you, and then you have to download another one says, and here's a different exercise. Well, that doesn't help me. I need a teacher. I need to follow along with somebody. And
right.
so,
well, yeah, and I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I'm just saying that has also helped, and I now notice that I feel better. I can sit longer at my desk. I can play golf and not be in pain at the end of the round or the next day.
Mm-hmm. Well, stay tuned, Fred, and everyone listening, because on October 11th this year, 2011, we are going to be shooting a brand new series of contents. One including a new series for FlexFit for golf and also a core class, which is exactly what you're describing, which will be start to finish 30 to 45 minutes, like let's go, you know, with the core. And, you know, when people throw around the word core a lot of people don't really understand what the core is.
All right, let's talk.
They might think it's doing a bunch of crunches, you know, with your hands behind your head, pulling on your neck. core, and you know, the content that I teach is, it's all of the abdominal muscles, including the very deep transverse internal, external, oblique abdominals, the pelvic floor, all of the muscles of the back, including the upper back, as well as the glutes, the buttocks. That's your core, and a good class will have a balance of both the front and the back body. This is also, you know, we have a thing which we call the Roberts FlexFit method, and that methodology is all based around creating synergy in the body. So, you know, synergy in the body, which means that the front body is as strong as the back body, is as strong as the glutes.
Mm-hmm.
And because let's look at the golf swing. You know, it is asymmetrical. And if you think, let's look at this, so the golf swing happens in under a two-second period of time, unless you stand over the ball or you have a really slow backswing, which I used to have. Okay, so the golf swing happens in under two-second period of time. From a static position, you don't get a running start, and you're trying to create club head speed of somewhere between 80 and 90 miles an hour, right?
Yep.
Now, for me personally, my pre-shot routine is I always take two practice swings. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I shoot 100. That means 300 times I swung more to the right side than maybe followed through to the left.
Mm.
Or I loaded my right side more than my left side. Right? So for someone to say that golf doesn't create asymmetry in the body is not true. It does create asymmetry, but there's ways to train to create more symmetry. And like what we're just describing here with this core work, you have to work the front body as well as the back body, the left side as well as the right side.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, while I'm doing these exercises and stretches regularly, I think of Roger Fredericks. That's who you did, mm-hmm. who you did the show with, right?
Yes, and my very good friend.
Yeah. And him telling me that when he started this process, he could barely touch his toes, and that photograph of him spread-eagled out with his arms straight, I mean, doing a splits in his 60s, it's remarkable.
Yep.
And I think, maybe I'll get there someday, but not working at it like this. But still, it's amazing, that photograph, and it's almost an inspiration for me. It's like he's my poster child of stretching.
It is an inspiration. Roger is absolutely an inspiration.
Oh,
and,
great guy.
And, you know, and he's a testament to the fact that, you know, that the body can change. And I think the other message is that once you start moving, don't stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, once you start moving, just don't stop. And the flexibility is such an important piece of this message.
Oh my gosh, yes, it really is. And another important piece of this message is that this episode of Golf Smarter is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 85,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. Now, I would like to invite every Golf Smarter listener to check out a free audiobook of your choice. All you have to do is go to audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter and select anything you'd like to hear. Although, now, this is nothing personal to Catherine, but I would like to make one recommendation, because I listened to it recently and was... I listen mostly in the car, but I also do while I'm walking my dog. But I was laughing so hard. And it's Tina Fey's latest book, Bossy Pants. She narrates it. And that's what I love about Audible, is it's one thing to read the words of an author, but a communicator like Tina Fey telling you her stories. And I could swear there's stuff that she throws in the audiobook that is not in the book. It may because her delivery is so good, but you got to check this one out. Bossy Pants by Tina Fey, narrated by Tina Fey, could be the free audiobook that you sign up for today if you go to audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter. An amazing selection of over 85,000 downloadable titles, and you can choose whatever you'd like, from fiction, nonfiction, periodicals, and even the best of New York Times bestsellers. All of them. So go ahead today, audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter. All right, where are we going next?
I wanted to just get back to one thing when you were talking about the back pain and having, you know, that working your core is one of the things that's helped you with your back pain. I was in an airport a couple years ago, and it was 6 o'clock in the morning. I think it was in Minneapolis. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm standing in line at Caribou Coffee, you know, with my baseball cap on and my head down, going, "Don't talk to me till I've had my coffee." And someone recognized me from the Golf Channel, and it was very, very sweet. And he said, "Hi." Said, "You're Catherine Roberts." And I said, "Yes, you know, nice to meet you." And he said, "I have a question." He said, "I have back pain right here. I've got a really bad pain in my back. Can you just give me one stretch so that I can fix that back pain?"
And you said, "After I have my coffee."
Exactly. No, and I said, "If you're buying coffee, I've got some tips for you." But but this ties into the whole conversation, which is, you know, a healthy back with the golfer. 63% of golfers will experience low back pain.
Wow.
Okay? At some point. Let's take it even outside of golf in terms of just, you know, North America, let's just say. People, you know, if we become very sedentary, we're sitting, so on and so on. So the thing is, the approach to the back, like you just described, is working the core, working hip mobility, working the hamstrings is very important for low back health. So, you know, to have a very comprehensive approach, you know, unfortunately I didn't get the guy on the ground in the Minneapolis airport and show him a bunch of stretches, but
you don't want to do that, you know, in Minneapolis. If you did that like in the San Francisco airport, nobody would have any problem with it at all. Minneapolis, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I have been known to be seen on the ground in an airport doing a stretch, you know.
With gloves on, I hope.
Of course. Well, the other thing I just wanted to touch on too is that one of the things that we teach that is so important for golf fitness is breathing. Mm-hmm. And you know, most people hold their breath.
Right.
They hold their breath. Let's just touch on it before we touch on the fitness thing. Let's just talk about that in golf. So when do you breathe in your golf swing? Do you know, Fred?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, when I'm behind the ball, I generally take a deep breath just before I step up to the ball. Mm-hmm. And then I've recently learned, because of something Lynn Marriott said to me a couple months ago, mm-hmm. I've learned to loosen my jaw. Because she said that she knew Tiger was going to miss a putt because she saw it around his mouth. And that she said, if you loosen your jaw, a week later, I saw a photograph of me taking a swing, and I was biting my lips like they were going to pierce. And I realized how much tension I carry, not only in my golf swing, but in my putting motion as well. And so now that when I address the ball, when I step up to it, I consciously kind of drop my jaw open. I must be breathing because my mouth's open, and I'm drooling on the floor.
That's certainly an indication, and Pia and Lynn just do incredible work. I'm big fans of them. Huge fans.
So good.
And if you think about that, right? So the jaw is, you know, it's the jaw has to be relaxed, like she said. The other thing is what you can do is if you just gently put the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Very gently, right? Mm-hmm. And your lips are slightly parted. It's almost impossible to clench your jaw.
Yeah. I can see that.
I'm
doing that right now.
right. So coming back to the breath and the importance of breathing is the number one thing that you can do to relieve tension. The fastest way to relieve tension in your body is to use your breath to calm your body, to release tension in the muscles, and to let go of tension in your mind. If you are holding on to tension in your body and your mind, typically what happens is the body goes into like a fight or flight response, and so then your breathing becomes very rapid. The words that I use are, it's kind of like, have you ever seen a hamster breathe, Fred?
Hang on, I'm thinking.
Think of a hamster. Think of like a hamster, right?
My kid was into breeding rats. So no, hamsters, we didn't have hamsters.
Okay, well, I've never seen a rat breathe, thank goodness. But I can tell you that the breath is like this. Very, very rapid.
Well, okay? My dog does that when she's really hot.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Or a dog that's very hot. So, yeah. So what happens is that when the body becomes tense, it could be anything like, you know, hitting over water, first tee jitters, anytime, you know, for me, it was, you know, for me, I went through this period where a 3-foot putt used to scare the heck out of me.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the things that you can do, the fastest thing that you can do to calm the body and the mind and relieve tension in the body is to incorporate deep breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very important piece of what we do that I think is a big point of differentiation from other golf fitness programs, is that we're very focused on the breath and the mind and the body connection around golf fitness.
Well, that ties into yoga a lot of yoga is about the breathing, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's all about the breath. And I will say to someone, you know, I would rather you lie on your yoga mat for the next 20 minutes and just focus on long, slow, deep diaphragmatic breaths, deep breaths that come from the diaphragm, not from the shoulders, for 20 minutes than have you do one exercise or one posture or one pose where you're holding your breath. You know, just a little quick side story about the breath and the golf swing. You've heard of Sean the Beast Pfister, right? You know Sean?
He's actually been on the show.
Okay. Well, Sean
he's
is
an awesome
Sean
guy.
Sean is a good friend, and I've played golf with him. And, you know, Sean, I said to him, tell me what you think about in breathing in your golf swing. And he said, one of the things that I think about is I take a long cleansing exhalation, and I visualize tension leaving my forearms.
Mm.
Okay? I played golf with him, and he drove a 410-yard par 4.
Whoa. That's
so dude, that
how long was the ball in the air? Oh my!
A long time. the funniest thing was the reaction of the people standing on the green.
Who
knew the guy was going to hit the ball 410 yards?
Oh my! And it wasn't downhill, right?
I have to be honest. I don't remember specifically, but I remember the look on my face, thinking. But for the listeners to think about that correlation between relieving tension in your body and driving the ball 410 yards.
Amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
So you must be free of tension, body and mind. And the fastest way to do that is with the breath.
Yep.
So, you know, we always focus on that. So
critical. Let me ask you something about this October 11th when you're starting to shoot your new videos. So if you're starting to shoot on October 11th, when do we get to see them?
I think they'll be available mid-November.
Nice. Okay.
It will take about 4 weeks to have all the editing done, but mid-November, certainly ready for, you know, the holidays.
Can you please make sure I know and you come back on and we talk about it?
That would be great.
Oh, that would be great. You know, yep. I want that.
And in keeping with the internet and our ability to reach people globally, the DVD content will be available through what we're calling instant DVD. It'll be downloadable, so there won't be necessarily a physical DVD that you'll use. So we can reach people all over the world and deliver this content to them.
Absolutely, and if I can make a suggestion, you might want to make a 1-minute or 2-minute tease and stick it up on iTunes somehow. You do it as a podcast, you can get it up there for free in iTunes, and then that would lead to sales, or turn it into an app, and you can sell it right there, too. That's the way to do it. That's how you're going to find people. I do have another request. You said that you were going to do 30 to 45-minute workouts, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
probably keeping it closer to, like, 30.
Okay. So here's my request. As somebody who... I don't think of myself, but my son keeps telling me how amazing he is, how disciplined I am. As someone who, like, tries to do my morning workout, which is not an aerobic workout, it's either yoga or Pilates, like I said, because it's all about, you know, tightening my tummy, making it flatter, and saving my back. I know that I have on my iPad, I have 10-minute, 20-minute, 30, and 40-minute workouts. Mm-hmm. And that because of my pace, not necessarily my schedule, and I can imagine a lot of people may be the same way, that I will generally do the 10 or 20-minute workout. And
okay.
Knowing that, I can't do the 30 today. I don't have enough time. But you know what? Maybe this weekend I'll do the 30-minute. Or maybe tomorrow night before I go to bed I'll do 30-minute. But I rarely get to the 30-minute because I just don't feel I have the time to commit to that. And that.
Sure.
But the 10-minute one, I do regularly. And then I make sure I go and take my dog for a walk. So I combine those two. But that means, if I do 20 minutes, I can't walk the dog. That cutting into that time.
Right.
So I suggest to you that you don't limit it to 30 and 45 because the point is you want people to watch it again and again.
Absolutely.
Right?
And, the last two DVDs we did, one is called More Power and Distance and one is called Lower Your Score. What I did on those DVDs, and those are available, and they're available as downloadable content as well, the various chapters. So, for example, one is a lower body golf-specific workout that's only 15 minutes. Each one of those workouts are only 15 minutes.
Right, and I've seen them, and you're describing what you need to do through them, correct?
Yes, but it's not the follow along, which is why we're shooting the content. And you know what?
And that's what I made. That's why. Okay, I watched that DVD. Went okay. Yeah, I got it right, but I didn't go back to it again. And I'm sorry if this is mean or anything, but I didn't go back to it because it's like, oh yeah, I was supposed to remember that. No way, I'm never going
to
remember that when I sit down on the mat. So I much prefer a follow along type of thing, even if with the person who's saying is her voice is annoying or says stupid things. And I got to tell you, the one that does, she has two different videos that I downloaded. And
I was going to say, I hope you're not talking about me, Fred.
No. This is on, I'll tell you, it's on Exercise TV. And she, there's, it kills me that she does this. Woman, there's a 10-minute and a 20-minute that she does. And the workout's not bad. But at the end, she says, and it ends with, you putting your hands in front of your heart, say namaste, right? I don't have a problem. She says namaste. And then she says, which means, may all the goodness in you salute all the goodness in me. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. I can't believe you would say that. Isn't it the other way? Isn't it me saluting you? Isn't it my, what does namaste mean to you?
It really means that it's a salutation.
Yes.
And it means that I'm going to make this very, kind of simplistic in terms of interpretation, but it's that basically the light that's within you, I honor the light that's within you. It's the same as the light within me. She's really not off base with that. She's maybe the way that she said it didn't resonate with
says,
you, but it just means, it means that we honor the light within each other.
Okay. I'm looking on Wikipedia right now while we're talking.
Yeah.
She drives me crazy because she's like, you should salute me. And it's like, no, I don't want to, no.
Okay, so what turns you off is the intention around what you're saying is she's making that statement.
I think that she's making it incorrectly, and it sounds so self-centered to me. Meaning greetings, good day, English, it's kind of to be well.
Yeah, salutation.
Yeah, right. I can't tell you what you use. The spirit in me respects the spirit in you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The divinity in me bows to the divinity in you.
That's correct.
Okay. So why is she saying you should salute me? Why am I going on and on about this? I apologize.
I don't know, but I think it's quite entertaining, Fred.
Okay. I'm going to close the Wikipedia page. I'm done. Let's get back to your stuff. So anyway, that would be the only request that I would make to you is I would love to have, because I know it would be centered around golfers and nobody's doing this. I would love to have a daily workout that's 10 minutes, a daily workout that gives me a 20 minute or a 15 something that Catherine Roberts does. I want to be able to follow along and do yoga with you every morning.
Fred, you will have that by mid-November. You have my word.
Cool. So let's talk about
what
else.
Great? Wouldn't it be great if the universe worked just like this, which it actually does? You put it out there and you ask for what you want and you get it back.
Well, isn't it supposed to?
Of course, it always works this way.
Right. Well, and everybody should have their own podcast so they can ask these questions.
Right. Well, now the other thing I would say is that if anyone has any requests for something that they're looking for in terms of a golf-specific workout program, you know, with or without yoga, let me know what you're looking for. We in our last newsletter, we put it out to our customers and said, we're crafting the DVDs. Let us know what you're looking for. I want feedback.
Absolutely.
I'm creating this for you, not for me. I'm creating it for you.
Oh, so you're saluting? I'm saluting you.
I'm saluting you, Fred.
Right. No, that's what you're saying. I am saluting you. So, yes. What is it? At yogaforgolfers.com?
Catherine, yes. Katherine at yoga for for golfers.com.
Okay. So send your requests. She's taking requests.
Yeah, send your request. Any content that you'd like to see, anything that you might be working on that you think would be helpful in terms of length, in terms of content, you know.
I'm telling you, if I knew there was a yoga that was golf specific that I could do every day and follow along, I would be all over it. And so, and then if you gave me one that was like, okay, if I had one that I can do after I play golf and come home and I could do one in the evening, I would have a post-round 15-minute stretch workout, lay on the roller type of whatever you tell me to do, as long as I can follow along. Don't give me instruction and expect me to remember what I'm supposed to do. As long as I can follow along, I'm in.
Got it. We've got you covered, because post-round and recovery is a really critical, important piece of golf in any conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have to be able to do some type of restorative post-round recovery program. You know, as you know, I've been with the Dodgers and the Padres now. This is going to be my 9th season in Major League Baseball.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's cool.
One of the things that I've done for the teams is I've created content for them, both, you know, in terms of what they need to do to prepare. This is from a yoga perspective, to prepare for a game, to when they're in the training mode, which is about the strength building, the kind of the real workout part. But then the other piece that's really important is what we call post-event or recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it can be used even for a golfer that travels a lot. Traveling is really difficult on the body, but you can do it when you're traveling. You get to your hotel room, or you've had a long day of meetings, and you have to go out for dinner. These are things that you can do, as I said, in your hotel. But it's also a really great program to do before you go to sleep after you've played golf. It's very restorative. It's based in restorative yoga. And so you don't use your muscular energy to hold you in the pose or the position. What you do is you get into the position. Let's say, for example, you're lying on your back, right? And your knees are bent. You cross your left leg over your right. You let your knees fall down to the right. So realize my body looks like a T, right?
I love this stretch that you're talking about.
Yes. All you do is you breathe,
mm-hmm.
and you lie in that position for 3 to 5 minutes. And you just visualize all of the tension leaving your body with each exhalation. It's so lovely and so restorative, and it really helps. You know, if you think about this, you know, you play golf. If you walk, between 4 and 5 miles around. Well, it's really stressful on the lower extremities, like the knees, the hips, the knees, and the ankles and the feet. Most golfers can relate to the fact that your lower body feels sore after you play. So something, and this is another one that I love to do, is where you have both legs that are up the wall, and then your upper body and your torso is along the floor, so you look like an upside-down letter L.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can just lie in that position for 5 minutes. It is, you can't believe how great you feel.
You know what? Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you more about some pre-round, post-round routines, but we're going to do it. We've already reached our limit for the free episode. I want to do this on the Golf Smarter for Members Only episode. So why don't? Is it okay if we just kind of like say, okay, talk to you next week, and then start recording again in a few seconds?
Sounds great.
Awesome. Okay, so, gee, Catherine, it's been great talking to you. Would you mind coming back next week on our show?
I so look forward to talking to you next week.
Next episode is for members only. Join today and take advantage of a new show published each week, including part two of this conversation, where Catherine will provide us with some specific pre- and post-round stretches. Another benefit of membership is that you have complete access to nearly 6 years of evergreen content. If you've listened to at least two episodes of Golf Smarter, you've figured out that my goal for these interviews is to get information that is always relevant to our game. Well, at least to my game improvement, but I hope you get something out of it too. Listen, to be honest, when I started doing this show, I was about a 19 or 20 handicap. My latest update that I received said that I was a 12.2, and of the last 10 rounds I played, I only shot in the 90s once. Now, that's not bad, considering I do not practice. I go to the driving range before a round, and that I play only about three times a month during the summer. So hopefully that'll be some incentive for you to become a member today and check out some of the great shows that you have missed on fitness, the mental game, swing mechanics, putting, strategy, and on and on and on. Please help support our efforts to bring you these unsung heroes of golf instruction. Join today, Golf Smarter for members only at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.